Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of bed and fire up that grill or smoker, or step out on the back deck and fire up that grill or smoker, because you know what? We're being graced with some incredible weather. We've not had winter yet, but it's coming at us. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, we finally got some cold weather, and man, I've been crying like a little girl.
Yeah?
It's like I'm out in the garage. I had this wood boiler in the garage, and I'm out there chucking wood in it like crazy, and step outside, and I'm shivering because it's like, oh, it is winter. I forgot. Put some clothes on.
Yeah, and the dogs liking the fact you're heating the garage now, I'm sure. I saw them when you were setting up for your family party over the holidays.
Yeah, the dogs and the cats love it out there. So live with us right now, we have Eric Carnes from Elk Brewing. Been on the show about a year and a half ago, and really still a brand new business, still just a baby business. You got so much going on. Your beer garden, I had to park on the side street because your parking was so full, and I had to walk by your beer garden, and I'm going, go, Eric, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we put quite a bit of time and money into it this year. We got five outdoor heaters now with a fireplace, and so it's great. We seat about 100 people out there now this in the summer. And
this time of year, you still getting people out on the garden?
We will.
They're shoveling.
It's mostly the people that have bad habits.
It's right? A shovel for beer program.
I get it. There's nothing wrong with that. We grill all year. We might as well drink outside all year, too. We're going to Houghton Lake in a couple weeks to do it.
You know, that would be a lot of fun. You could take a garden like that, and you could have a little mini winter outdoor beer fest outside and just get a big fire in your fireplace, or bring a big fire pit in.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
It'd be fun. I'd be there. I love putting my
summer in February.
Dude, I got so many boots, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about people that don't know where Elk Brewing is. Where are you located, man?
700 Wealthy Street. We're about a mile east of 131.
On Wealthy Street
in
Grand
Rapids.
Yep.
Right, so, downtown.
Beer City, USA. You get down here, just another one of these wonderful breweries that we have, entrepreneurs just digging their heels in.
He's under 2 years old, and you got to go in there and see the list of beers on that board.
Talk about
crazy.
Yeah, we got right now we're running about 20 beers all the time, and it's about probably 10 of them are mainstays, and we're really trying to keep about 10 of them just fluctuating all through. And it's a good list, and we're starting to get. I mean, not starting. We have some quality beers on there. It's
so
awesome.
So if I were to ask you to name the top three beers that blow out of your place on a weekly basis, what are you making, man?
We got a Dankalicious IPA that is killing it. And our coffee porter, it's a Rouster coffee porter. We get the coffee right next door pretty much.
And I'm trying one right now. It's so good.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing. And then our Scotch Ale is like right there all the time. So.
Remember that from the chili cook-off, Jop?
Yeah, it's Scotch not right ale? There. It's right here in my hand.
That's why we had trouble packing up
and
the
it is
chili
wonderful.
Pots.
Yeah, right. Little slippery little dogs. Yeah, right. This stuff makes your hands slippery. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
I had to go for my prescriptions because I went back for a refill and they blew the keg and they were out and I went into depression.
Yeah,
we went through some kegs pretty fast at that chili cook-off. That was pretty amazing. We
needed to talk to somebody.
So at Elk Brewing, any food there?
We do. We do all paninis. And I think right now we got about 12 different sandwiches on.
So you got one of those little George Foreman panini grills out back, and you're just slamming the roof on that thing.
Yeah. Job, leave the guy alone, would you? Don't go
basically
Foreman on
just
him.
That. George okay. Foreman, that's it's, what we bought.
What more importantly, here's the really cool reason I wanted to have him down, other than to get some free Scotch Ale.
I understand.
His Scotch Ale is
shameless.
It's really, really good. But here's the cool thing that he shared with me the other day when I was in there. Dude's expanding.
We are expanding. We are opening up a second location on 400 Dodge Street in Comstock Park.
Okay, so northwest side of Grand Rapids.
Yep. We're pretty much kitty corner from the Fifth Third Ballpark.
Oh, that's going to be a great location.
Isn't that a great idea?
Let's stop and have a beer before we go
and
to the game.
And it's going
to
be a production facility, too, so he can increase his brew house. That's the cool part. If you're a brewer working with this little brew house he's got, you know, startup. Dude's under 2 years old.
So what is your capacity now, and what are you going to?
So right now we are brewing at about 450 square feet, which we're a little less than that, and we're going to be moving to a little over 3,000.
Holy cow.
For just brewing.
Remember when we went to Right Brain and did the show when he was putting his new production facility
in, right.
How massive that was? Well, he's already almost over capacity there.
Yeah.
He's now crying for space, Russ Springsteen. So this is the cool thing about watching these businesses grow, and that's just something Michigan seems to generate a lot of great brewers. And
so
you're looking at one of them right here.
So is the second location also going to be a pub?
It will be a pub as well,
right?
Yeah. No, it's now we want that place to be self sufficient and have another pub and have that
another George Foreman grill.
Yeah,
and the whole
more
deal,
George.
Yeah,
basically
two.
That's all it is. We actually just
don't
made
be
a closet
jerk.
With a George Foreman in it.
Right, yeah.
It's gonna be amazing.
You can hire George himself to do it. He'd be back there smacking Sammy's out, man.
Just don't pay attention to the
behind
the curtain.
We will be having a full kitchen and everything. It's gonna be pretty awesome. It's gonna actually be a lot bigger than the kitchen we have at the the downtown one. So we'll be doing some stuff. We've been talking about getting a smoker.
Such a smart idea going where you're going, though. I mean, by Fifth Third Ballpark, he explained it to me, and that's one of those buildings that's like two-story where you drive around the back, and you know how that hill is set up there?
Right.
You basically will have a great view of Grand Rapids and Fifth Third Ballpark from there. So that's there's nobody out there. I mean, you're going to kill. They're just dying for some good beer out in that area.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
And you make good beer.
That is our plan.
Right. Keep it going. Keep it going because, you know, you hear, you read, you think about things about, is this thing going to ever saturate? Well, my opinion and humble is that you continue to make good beer, you're going to continue to grow. This thing, there's a few breweries out there that started up with a dream and not a lot of talent. And then there's a whole lot of guys like you that had the dream and the talent.
Some were flashes in the pan,
right.
And they paved the way for everybody else.
Right.
Yep.
If you just tuned in, we're talking, this is the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Network, and we're talking with Eric Karns from Elk Brewing, and we're talking about their new location going out into Comstock Park just off of West River Drive. Basically, you'll be able to watch the ball game probably from up there.
Yeah, I hope so, because that'd be awesome.
It'd be like Wrigley Field where you're on the roof.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
You could sell tickets.
I know, right? That would be
I didn't
idea.
Say that.
Yeah.
So you've got an awful lot of great beers. The first thing when you came on the show a year and a half ago, you brought a Hefeweizen in that was – you absolutely nailed it, and I love Hefes, and – most people butcher them, so that's what really got my attention was your Hefe, and then you come out with this Scotch Ale, and kudos to you, man. You know what you're doing.
Hey, thank you very much.
We like good brewers, don't we?
Absolutely.
We really like
especially
good
when
brewers.
They come in the studio and they bring tasty treats for us. That's great. But, Eric, if people are looking for you again, tell us the address of your current location.
Current location is 700 Wealthy Street, Southeast.
So no matter where you're at in Michigan, if you're coming to the Grand Rapids area for a little brew tour, I would recommend Elk because it's A, good beer, B, easy to find. You get off 131 and you head east about a mile, and it's just on the south side. It's right on the corner. The logo is really cool. It's a bottle of beer with elk antlers on it, so it's just, like, pretty clever.
Yep, we're trying to be simple, but make it smart.
It works for me.
So. Yeah, kind of guy you are, Bob. Simple, I get it, brother. Coming up next, we hope you have an appetite this time of year because your menu has to shift a little bit when we're considering about grilling with cold weather. We're going to break that down a little bit. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.